This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day, and it has been a wild, wild, wild ride already, and it's going to continue to be so. We have, I'm going to do a huge email roundup tonight because I've been negligent and lame, and I'm sorry. We have a Trump DeSantis thing, GOP is playing offense, somebody thinks we've already been attacked by Russia, and much, much more, but I'm going to do something else real quickly here. And this is going to sound politically unrelated. Just stay with me a minute. Let's talk about alcohol for a second. Sometimes I know we have a lot of young people who listen to the show. And there's a lot of pressure on young people to drink alcohol or don't drink alcohol out there. And look, I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. You talk to your parents about that. You make your own decisions for your own life, right? But I will tell you this. Do you want to sound like this?
So we have a situation where there's money coming out of the Highway Trust Fund. It's going to the oil companies. They may not give it to the consumer, and it has to be paid for. So we're paying for something to give a break to the oil companies that isn't even going to the consumer. So that's the con. The pro is very showbiz. Okay, let's just do something. There it is. But it is not necessarily landing in the pocket of the consumer.
Kids, if you're going to drink, don't drink for breakfast. All right. Don't drink for breakfast. Drink responsibly. Follow what your parents want to do. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I can't find where to buy the What Chris merch from your show. I've looked online under the first TV and still cannot find anything. Desperate for a What Chris visor, ball cap, or mug. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Hold on. Let me pause for a second. The Jesse Kelly Show merch was stuff like Buenas tardes and What Chris and all this other stuff. That's not quite ready yet. They're still landing on logo designs. Right now, I actually have an email. Boy, this is my fault. I have an email sitting in my email inbox. I have to email one of the suits back about some logo design stuff for the What Chris. The first one they sent over, I thought it sucked, and I told them that it sucked, and so they're changing it. But there's already anti-communist merch available, anti-communist hats. If you're watching the simulcast right now, you have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse to watch me do the show. thefirsttv.com/Jesse. This is a red anti-communist hat, anti-communist t-shirts and sweatshirts, and there's t-shirts with my face on them and more. That stuff's already available. You can go get that. That's all on the First TV's website. The What Chris stuff isn't ready yet. It's not ready yet, all right? All right. Now, let's get to some ugly stuff here. Of course, they're trying to push the gas tax stuff. Now, you should understand something when they're talking about gas tax. And obviously, you just heard Grandma Vodka talk about gas taxes. They use the gas tax to fund the roads. They use federal gas tax to fund federal roads. And right now, Joe Biden's talking about not stopping it, not eliminating it. He's talking about a three-month pause on the federal gas tax. Let's go to my least favorite politician in history and find out what he has to say about pausing the gas tax.
I know that we're having a debate right now about the gas tax holiday. I know how brutal this is on folks right now, but for us to suggest that 30 cents a day for 3 months is real relief, that's a real energy policy, means that we are not tackling the problem that has to be tackled. We are offering gimmicks when we're offering the same thing that John McCain's offering on the cheap. That means we're not presenting a truthful response to the challenges that we face in America. We can do better than that this time.
Joe Biden, why are you trying for gimmicks? And you should also know the gas tax is about 18 cents a gallon. It's a little more for that for diesel. I think it's 24 cents a gallon for diesel. It's 20 some cents a gallon for diesel, but it's a little more than that. And I was thinking about this, and I swear I'm going to get to the email roundup. I am. Shut up, Chris. Yeah, I am. I was thinking about this. I know this has already occurred to you, but how wild is this? That there's one thing and one thing only we can do here in the United States of America to actually lower the price at the pump. There's only one thing. Everyone knows what that one thing is. Drill for more oil. Everyone knows that. Every person knows, Republican, Democrat, left, right, everyone knows what the one thing is that will lower the price at the pump. And how insane is it that the president of the United States of America is so beholden to his green communist allies, that's the one thing he can't do. The one thing that will work is the one thing he can't do. How crazy is that? Remember, you not driving anymore because gas is too expensive, because they don't even sell gas-powered cars anymore. Remember, that's their goal and stuff. Remember, that's the goal of these people, the stated goal of these people.
And we're investing almost $100 billion in public transit and rail. For all the studies show that it will take millions of cars off the road and significantly reduce pollution if there's a serious transportation system.
I just want to pause on that for just a moment. A serious transportation system. They always try to sell this railroad system and subway system and public transportation. They try to sell that to you as that we want to reduce pollution and save the earth. But you do understand the real game behind that, right? You might be listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe you're on a ranch in Montana right now. Maybe you're in the swamps of Louisiana. You think you're going to have a railroad churning through where you are? Of course you're not. They're not going to have railroads all over the country. The shift to public transportation thing is an effort to gather all these unruly Americans who don't live in the cities and force them to live in the cities under the communist rule of these cities with communist judges and communist juries. And let's be honest, increasingly communist police departments. You know, the NYPD just fired a seasoned veteran and decorated police officer from their force because he wouldn't take the vaccine. This is the purge I'm talking about. They're purging everything. They talk about public transportation this and public transportation that, because that's what they have in mind. All right, it's email roundup time, Chris. I don't care what you have to say. It's what? I know we're an hour in. I had some other stuff I had to get to first, and now I've got email stuff. Okay, now you're going to be blown away by all the emails I get to, Chris. Blown away. It will be more than four. Jesse, I was on a Knott's class sub chaser. We had to put everything away. He's talking about naval ships. I've been talking a lot lately about the Navy. You know how they had that horrible pronouns video where they're putting it out to our Navy now. I'm a he, I'm a she, I'm a weirdo freak. And they're putting out these videos. And I've been talking about the danger. People don't understand these ships, the fire, the flying things, the whatnot. Anyway, this guy says, we had to put everything away. A sheet of paper can fly across the room. It has enough force to cut your head off. Also, every time we light the boilers off to build steam, we had no less than 17 small fires. Very dangerous to live on a ship. No room for snowflakes. He said he got his Mantis X. It's an amazing tool. Yes, it is an amazing tool. By the way, go to MantisX.com and get yours today. This is what I'm saying is when we talk about things like the military, going all LGBTQ Air Force and losing their mind and learning how evil white people are and these things. Sometimes we can lose sight of what the stakes are. You know, we don't want that. You may not want the military to go that way. Oh, I don't like that. That's not good. That's great. Maybe that's the route you're going. This stuff has the potential to cost lives. Lots and lots and lots of lives. Thousands, hundreds of thousands. I mean, the way that's looking right now with this Russia news, maybe millions. Did you see this Russia news? Oh, I'm going to explain in a second. It looks like we're already under attack from Russia and you didn't even hear about it. I'll explain what I'm talking about in just a moment. Now let's talk about caring for others at this point. I will tell you, I am working on starting a charity at the moment. Not necessarily with a specific goal. I just want the freedom to give back. And I'm going to lean on the people at Tunnel to Towers when I am working on this thing, because Tunnel to Towers, I've never seen a charity in my life that does it this right. I don't want you to take my word for it. Before you sign up to give $11 a month to go get pay off mortgages for Gold Star widows, to take care of widows and orphans, before you do that, I want you to go online and look up the charity rating organizations and look up Tunnel to Towers. Your money goes where they say it goes. $11 a month, that's what they ask of you. Go to T2T.org. $11 a month. Sign up for an automatic. You'll never know what's gone. You're taking care of widows and orphans as we're supposed to do. T2T.org.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And don't forget, on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review about how handsome I am, Chris. Those are the most important reviews we have. Did you hear Pfizer's CEO? I'm going to play this for you, and then I'm going to play another very interesting soundbite as you consider giving that thing to your children.
The vaccines for children 5 and younger. Is the composition of that vaccine different than the Pfizer vaccine for adults?
Mm-hmm. The composition is not different, but the dosage is very, very different. The kids are getting 1/10 of the dose that an adult will get. 1/10, I repeat. That's in the case of the Pfizer vaccine, of course.
Okay. Very good. Maybe you're tempted. Maybe you're thinking, boy, Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, I need to get them out there. Vaccine, though, is such an interesting word, isn't it? Gosh, how many times have you heard that word in the past couple years? More times than you've ever heard it at any point in your life. I guarantee you that. Vaccine this, vaccine that. Get the vax, vaccine, 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 vaccine passport, vaccine this, vaccine that. Is it a vaccine, though? I'm going to play you a little audio cut. This took place at the World Economic Forum. Oh, yeah, it's them again. This guy's name is Stephen Olerich. I'm sure I screwed up that name, but forget about him anyway. He's the CEO of Bayer, the pharmaceutical company Bayer. Vaccine. It's a vaccine. You got the vaccine, double vaccine, booster vaccine. Let's see what he has to say.
We're really taking that leap, us as a company, Bayer. In cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
Hold on, Chris, I think my headphones might be broken. I thought that guy just admitted on camera that it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. And if they hadn't lied to you about what it was, 95% of you would have said no. So instead, they called it a vaccine and told you everyone was going to die if you didn't take it. And then you went out and took it, but they lied. I'm just, you know what? Let's walk through this again one more time. Again, this is not hidden video. We didn't send Michael out there undercover, low crawling underneath somebody's bed to record some guy. He felt very comfortable standing up on camera and saying this.
We're really taking that leap, us as a company, Bayer, in cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
Listen to how proud he is, too. Doesn't that strike you? He's not ashamed. It's not a, hey, guys, I got to be honest. I lied about what it was. If I had been truthful about what it was, you wouldn't have taken it. And I lied about what it was, and I feel bad about that. Is that what he sounds like? No, he's thrilled. Hey, I always like to say, if we'd told people what it was, 95% of them wouldn't even have taken it. Isn't that the best, guys? These people have to start going to prison. And I know you probably don't want to live, and I don't want to live in a country where we are routinely rounding up CEOs and public health officials and politicians and putting them on trial and sending them off to prison. It sounds kind of banana republic-y, does it not? But listen to how proud they are of what they did. Chris, how many football players just in their 20s just dropped over dead in just the last week? No explanation. We're not talking car wrecks, drugs, anything here. Just I believe that one of them was 26 years old, Baltimore Ravens linebacker, I believe. Perfect health. Well, he was until he fell over dead. And they still stand up in front of you and they tell you that they lied to your face. And they're not only not ashamed, they're so proud about deception on a level I've never seen in my life.
We're really taking that leap, us as a company buyer. In cell and gene therapy, which to me is one of these examples where really we're going to make a difference, hopefully, moving forward. Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
Monsters. Monsters run this country. And I've heard, but I've got, you know what? I've got something hard I've got to say to you. And this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. It really is. And when it came over me yesterday, I had a very hard time with it. I sat back and I thought, oh gosh, that can't be true, can it? People have been asking, Joe Biden's administration has been asked a lot lately, hey, you blame the inflation on Putin, but Europe doesn't have the inflation we have. I mean, Europe has inflation, but they don't have the same inflation we have. And then people have been asking Joe Biden, hey, Europe doesn't have a baby formula shortage. Why do we have a baby formula shortage? And people have been asking Joe Biden and his people, hey, not a single one of these European countries, even the strict lockdown countries, none of them, not a single one of these companies, not a single one of these countries is pushing the gene therapy onto children. We are now. Remember, we are now. This is a president of the United States.
We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
We need more money for vaccines for kids. That's the president. The FDA just recommended vaccines for kids. The CDC director said vaccines for kids. Dr. Fauci said vaccines for kids. And yet the worst lockdown European countries like France and Germany and all these other countries, not one of them have approved, let alone pushed these things onto children. Okay, so America has inflation they don't have. We have baby formula shortages they don't have. We are pushing harmful gene therapy onto children, and they're not. Have you made the connection yet? Have you come to the realization yet of what I'm about to say? Why? I'll tell you why in just a second. Yeah. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I swear the Beach Boys are so underrated. I almost just let it play. Chris, can you imagine how mad the Suits would have been? We just roll the whole segment. What? Why do you have to bring up old stuff, Chris? Chris said they don't surf. I know they don't surf. I don't like to think about that when I listen to the Beach Boys. I remember how devastated I was when I found out they don't even daggone surf. One of them surfs, and didn't he get eaten by a shark or drowned surfing or something like that? He drowned? Dang it! My whole life has been a lie! Back to what we were talking about. Focus, Chris. Europe. They don't have our inflation. They don't have baby formula shortages. And they haven't even authorized, let alone pushed, this gene therapy onto children. Do you know why? America, our government, is more broken and corrupt than Europe's. I know that hurt. When it hit me yesterday, because I was thinking about all this in my head, I thought, oh my gosh, no way, really? Because haven't you spent your whole life as an American kind of making fun of them a little bit? We've all been arrogant about being top dog. I certainly know I have. I've been king ugly American. I know I have. Man, are we really at a place where our government is more broken and more corrupt than European governments? How awful is that? And think about this. Think about how this happened. Look, let's actually set aside all the gene therapy stuff for a minute. Think about what goes on militarily now in this nation. We have a gigantic LGBTQ push in our military. It's running out the warfighters. An anti-white push in the military, running out the warfighters. Oh, we need more women, running out the warfighters. At the same time, we have this gigantic crossover between our generals and the defense contractors. And our generals, we will have generals. They'll be on the board of Raytheon. They'll be on the board of gigantic defense contractors. And then they get a call from the president. Hey, General Loser, would you show up at the White House? I need some advice. And General Loser walks out of his Raytheon board meeting and goes over to the White House. And Joe Biden says, hey, General, I can't decide. Should we send more missiles and troops over to Yemen? And General Loser says, absolutely we should, sir. I'm telling you what. And guess what, sir? I've got a line on some good stuff. My boys over there at Raytheon, they got you covered, sir. Our foreign policy is run by defense contractors in the United States of America. And look, this is not news. Dwight Eisenhower, not that he'd know anything about it. Dwight Eisenhower warned about this in the 50s. He warned about where we were going. He said, I see it plain as day. Can't you see it? Can't you see what's happened? And remember, a lot of this goes back to World War II. America had always had this, I guess we're going to do a little history right now. Then I'm getting an email soon, Chris. America had always had this tiny military. That's what we were founded on. We were founded on having a small military. The founders of the nation believed having a large military was the enemy of liberty. You have a large military, someone's going to want to use it. And we always had a very, very tiny military. Well, then World War II kicks off. And we didn't have the troops. We didn't have the planes. We didn't have the ships. We had a small military. And we, all of a sudden, in response to World War II, just turned America's economy into a war machine. The numbers are beyond fascinating. If you're one of these number nerds, I sometimes will end up geeking out on that stuff if I'm reading a book about it, about how our factories were churning out planes and naval ships and tanks. And just, I mean, dude, we were just a military machine. Munitions, everybody, a machine. I'm glad we won World War II. That's a very good thing. Rah, rah, good for America. But there were a lot of people in America at the end of World War II who made a boatload of money off of that war machine, and they didn't want to stop it. But then we tried to stop it. We tried to slow it down, so we turned down America's military again, started getting rid of a lot of this stuff, dumping it and whatnot. And then Korea happened. Those scumbag communists in North Korea invaded South Korea. we were so short on troops because we'd done a post-World War II drawdown that we actually had guys, get this, going through Marine Corps boot camp on the ships on the way to Korea. They're doing boot camp on the ships because we were so short on manpower. And then we had that obviously huge scare up at Chosin Reservoir where that idiot Douglas MacArthur invaded when we shouldn't have because he was an arrogant jerk and never spent a single night in Korea. He pushes all the way up, gets our guys surrounded by like 300,000 Chinese commies, and we barely got out alive. Well, that whole thing, that whole communist aggression thing turned America's foreign policy into what you see today. A permanent, gigantic army, gigantic Marine Corps. I would say gigantic Air Force and Navy, and forgive me, Lord, as much as this pains me to say it, you probably generally want a pretty big Air Force and Navy because you can't just turn those on. Hey, give me a battleship. It doesn't work that way. Those things always kind of have to be ready. But that's why we have what we have. America's our entire foreign policy is run by the defense industry, Republicans and Democrats. America's medical community, boy, you've really seen this in the past couple years. America's medical community, it's run by the pharmaceutical companies. How broken is that? Remember, do you remember Joe Rogan got COVID, took ivermectin, put out some stupid Instagram video. It wasn't stupid, but he just put out an Instagram video saying, yeah, I took ivermectin, fixed myself. Good for Joe Rogan. I don't know him, but it seems like a good dude. Good for Joe Rogan. And immediately the media and the Democrats all started calling ivermectin horse dewormer and all that other stuff. But that's not the worst part. Set that aside. I expect Don Lemon to be an idiot. He can't help what he is. The Food and Drug Administration put out word that ivermectin is horse dewormer. Billions of doses of ivermectin have been taken by human beings across the globe. The guy who created it won the Nobel Prize. It's a miracle drug. America's Food and Drug Administration is so beholden to the pharmaceutical companies, they decided to declare a totally safe drug horse dewormer. That's our FDA. Our FDA. The CDC right now, as young people are dropping dead across the board, miscarriages across the board, fertility problems, blood clots, strokes across the board. They know these things. I've brought these things to your attention 1,000 times. They know all of this information. They have it all. They're out there pushing it on children still. Children. Remember that audio I played for you yesterday? A 5-fold increase in myocarditis in teenagers. 12 to 17. We have 14-year-old boys and girls having heart attacks in America. And still they push to pay off the pharmaceutical companies. We are more broken and more corrupt than Europe. Man, what a place to be. All right, email time now, Chris. It is email time, Chris. I know we're halfway through the show, over halfway through. I had other stuff I had to talk about. You know what? Up yours, Chris. I don't need to rely on the FDA. I don't need to rely on the CDC. I don't trust any of the chemical medical filth out there. And I know there are wonderful medicines. I do. People ask me why I speak so highly of chalk. Obviously, the fact that they're the most hardcore anti-communist business people I've ever met, that helps. But chalk has natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements. If I told you, fellas, if I told you you could raise your testosterone by 20% in 90 days, you would probably think I'm telling you to go down to one of these clinics and squirt some chemicals in your arm. No. I'm telling you to take an all-natural male vitality stack from chalk for 90 days. Then send me an email and tell me how you feel. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. They have all these different powders and supplements depending on what you want. Go. That's where we'll get healthy. CHOQ.com. CHOQ.com. Code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. CHOQ.com. Code Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get into this Russia attack on us, or potential attack on us. People think they already attacked us. I'm going to get to that here in just about 10 minutes from now. But look, I'm an email roundup guy, Chris. I've already gotten to an email today, okay? Now, you watch. I'll get to 20 of them from now on, Chris. I will. I'll get to 20 of them. And if you want to email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, you can email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This person, this lady says, Buenas tardes from Spain.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, Spain. I listen to your show as much as I can, mainly because you make me laugh, but also because I'm trying to improve my English, and it turns out you're an excellent English teacher, something you can add to your already vast repertoire of skills. And here's an extra bonus. I'm beginning to sound like you, which leads me to question, since your accent is becoming my accent, I wonder, what accent do we have? Not being a native English speaker, it's hard for me to pinpoint accents, and I know you've lived in different states, so that doesn't help either. If you happen to read this on the air, please say my name. Her name is Anna Lopez, Chris. That's how you say it in Mexican, Chris. Anyway, P.S. No wonder your show keeps growing. You're the most entertaining person I've ever known. You can take any story, even a recipe for a cheeseburger, and somehow make it interesting and funny. That's a rare gift. I am a rare gift, Chris. All right, what accent? I don't know what accent I have. I mean, you remember my story. I was born in Ohio, right on the Ohio River. I was actually born in Steubenville, Ohio. I grew up in Toronto, Ohio, a little town, a little Rust Belt town right on the Ohio River. And then we moved to Montana when I was 10. But then I joined the Marines and spent a lot of time in California. And then I spent a bunch of time when I got out of the Marines in Arizona. And then I lived in D.C., now Texas. Chris, what kind of, do I have any accent? I don't feel like I have any accent at all. I'm accentless. Doesn't that make me unique and special, Chris? No, hear me out. I've managed to shed any accent. I think that makes me above everyone, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it does. Now, I don't know why I don't have an accent. I'll tell you, I do have this terrible habit, though. You already know I'm a bad person. This is not news to you. I have this thing where I unconsciously, on my life, I do this unconsciously. I know you're not going to believe me, but I do. I mimic people I'm talking to, and I do this very, very quickly. I'll start to mimic their accent, and if they have little quirks, I'll start to mimic the little quirks, and I've done this before where it comes off as mocking, and I'm really not. Chris, I swear, I'm not. Hold on. I'm not. Look, Chris, you don't understand. We're
changing people's lives.
It feels like I'm mocking them, but I'm not. I'm not mocking them. All right. You know your house stinks. That has smells in it. I'm not insulting your home. I'm sure you keep a very clean home. It's good. But we have smells. We put out odors. My goodness, you should see Chris. It's terrible. Your home smells. Your food smells. Your dog smells. It's just natural. You know that the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes the smell out of your home? They call it a thunderstorm because it actually does inside of your home what nature does after a thunderstorm. And it's just this little black box. It goes in the wall, and it hardly makes any noise. Chris, am I lying? It hardly makes any noise at all. It just sits there and kind of whirs, and your home doesn't smell. I've had taxidermists. You know how bad a taxidermist's office smells with all the chemicals? I've had taxidermists write in and say, my office doesn't smell anymore. They're selling a 3-pack right now for $200 off. That's awesome. That means you get a 3-pack for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. And that's what gets you $200 off. All right. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. I'm going to play something for you here. And just Man, is there any bigger scumbag in Congress than Adam Schiff?
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
Certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion.
All you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that.
You have seen direct evidence of collusion.
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial. And is very much worthy of investigation.
A growing body of evidence of obstruction of justice. There is circumstantial evidence of collusion. There is direct evidence, I think, of deception.
We already do know what happened. The evidence of the president's misconduct is already overwhelming.
I don't know why, even know why I played it. It's just that he gives me the skeevies. Yeah, doesn't he give you the skeevies? He gives me the skeevies hard. He does. All right. Hi, Jesse. You talk about being in a sandwich. By the way, when he's talking about sandwich, I'm not talking about Kamala Harris's college days. I'm talking about how society-wise we are sandwiched, the good people on the right, how the elites are constantly putting out this dire messaging that we're Nazi white supremacists destroying democracy, and then the vile street communists on the bottom are acting them out. Assassinating people, trying to assassinate people, torching pro-life centers. I mean, this was just yesterday on MSNBC.
But it was, to your point, very clear who Donald Trump was from day one. All of us in the Republican Party knew who he was. So many people didn't want him to get the nomination, certainly didn't think he would get elected. But when they did, just kind of willingly walked along with it. I think the violence here is really, really the sort of crux of all of it. My friend Alex Vindman always says that there's so many people that are still silent because the intimidation actually works. And we've seen this before in democratic societies, political intimidation leading to political violence, God forbid, leading to political assassinations. You know where we've seen it? We've seen it in the Weimar Republic in Germany before the rise of Hitler. It's not hyperbole to draw those comparisons because we saw very similar behavior happening that was founded on, guess what? On a big lie,
It's just like the Weimar Republic. It's just like Hitler. Now, that's just some dork you've never heard of named Miles Taylor on MSNBC. Not that he matters. But how many full-blown psychopaths with violent tendencies, maybe on drugs, maybe with criminal records, maybe with no job, no wife, no husband, nothing to live for, how many vile outcasts are out there turning on MSNBC and they want direction in their life and they want meaning in their life and they find out from MSNBC that they have potential for direction right in front of them? They can fight Nazis. They can take down these Nazis. And they act. They act. And they've been acting for 4 or 5 years. All right, I'm going to read the rest of this email in a second, and then I'm going to get to this. I swear, next segment I'm getting to this Russia already attacking us. Very, very interesting stuff I did not initially know about, but I've talked to some people about it, and I'm a lot smarter on that. All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show and a huge email roundup. It's going to be gigantic, Chris. And don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hang on.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
This is an iHeart podcast.